Good morning. Today we are starting to answer the question we asked last time of a woman giving a hesped at the Levaya, for example, in front of men. Would that be permitted or not be permitted? So in fact, we're going to go back to the Mishnah in Moed Katan that we saw yesterday, that on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, in the times of Chazal, they used to have the women do certain activities of mourning, of wailing, of crying in public. And the Mishnah continues there and says that they could do me'anot, but not mekonenot. What is me'anot? So that means kulan onos ka'achar. All of them would wail together. That could be done even though it was Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim. On the other hand, a kina, mekonenot, could not be done. And that is when one would start with the wailing and the others would be responsive. So they'd go back and forth responsively. So the Tiferes Yisrael explains why on those days of Simcha would Kina, the Mekonanot, would that not be permitted? So he says as follows, Mishum de Kina me'oreret yoser livkos. Because the Kina was a stronger form of wailing and mourning, and accordingly, because it was more prone to bring on the crying, on those specific days, it was inappropriate. But other days, if it wasn't a Chag, it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, even the kina would be permitted. So we see here that women could do the what we are calling the me'anot, mekonenot, certainly not on certain holidays and the like, but me'anot was permitted even Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. So that leads us to the question, and this is actually the question of the Tiferes Yisrael, why isn't this Kolbi She'erva if we have women that are wailing, doing this kina, or even the inui, which is a lesser form, but doing the kina, that they would be responsive and they would really bring on the emotion for the mourning. Kolbi She'erva, why isn't that a problem? So the Tiferes Yisrael brings an answer in the name of his father, Debisha'a Shehames Muta Lefanav Ein Choshashin Lehir, or wear the mace. The person who passed away is right there in front of them. This is a very sad time, obviously. We're not concerned that the men are going to have inappropriate thoughts by virtue of hearing the wailing of the women. And accordingly, in that context, the Yetzer Hara is going to be subdued. And we're remembering at that time the Yom HaMisa, the Day of Death. And accordingly, we're not concerned about the men thinking inappropriate thoughts. But nonetheless, the Tiferet Yisrael asks on his father's, but there's a Gemara in Kiddushin that says that even in that context, the context of mourning and sadness, we should be concerned even about znus, even about promiscuity. So the Tiferes Yisrael does ask that question on his father, and he brings a quasi-answer. But in any case, truth be told, that this is not a lone opinion, saying that in a time of mourning and sadness, we don't have to be concerned. The Stei Chemed brings down in the name of the Sefer Divrei Chafetz something similar, that when we are talking about singing of love songs, obviously that's Kolbi Yisheerva, but he brings three examples of times that it's not Kolbi Yisheerva. Number one, he says, when it comes to a song of Shiras V'Sishpacho, singing and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about a miracle, that is not the context that we are going to be concerned about Kolbi Yisheerva. Or when a woman is singing a lullaby to a child to go to sleep, that is number two. When she is pua kedei lahardim yelet, so she's humming a song that the child will go to sleep. Or number three, and this is the one that's most relevant for us today, shemekonenes almeis, if she is singing a kina, wailing a kina over somebody who passed away, there is no iser on all of these threes unless the man is having kavana to have hana'a from her voice. But in the absence of that, these would not be prohibited. Why is that? Because apparently we would say a kina, because when the women are mikonenot, when they are wailing like that, that is not considered to be a shira, a song. And apparently the same thing would apply when it comes to a hesped, giving a eulogy, that would not be considered a song as well. And in fact, the Chassan Sofer seems to say that he is lenient and says, le'esor dafka dibur, the prohibition of Kolbi Yisheerva is speaking Shabbat mitoch harchavas halev kadome, singing when it comes to prohibited is dibur that will cause the man to be inspired in inappropriate ways. So that is going to be the problem. It's the type of speaking, singing that causes the man to have a yetzer hara. But when it comes to aval shel atzvus devaday leka kapeda, when it's in the context of sadness and mourning, we are not going to be strict on kol b'isha erva. So it seems based on that, when it comes to a hesped, based on that chzan sofer, we would be lenient. Nonetheless, it is possible to distinguish between the heterim of mekonenot, when we have these women who are really wailing to bring on the mourning of people. Now, it could be that they are not caring about their external, how they look externally, and they are really there to break people's heart, to bring on the emotion of mourning. That's their goal, that's their task, that's their responsibility. When somebody is giving a hesped, on the other hand, it's a time also to inspire. You want to touch people's hearts. So it's not the same approach between the two. So it could be that despite the fact that we do have heterim when it comes to mekonenes, the wailing, it doesn't mean necessarily that we have a heter for the hespedim, which is a different type of speech, a different type of appearance. It's not meant to really break the people's hearts. So it could be that the heter wouldn't apply, that we see from a konenis. In any case, based on the chsan sofer and based on the opinion brought in the Sechemet, apparently we would have a heter for a woman to give a hesped even though men are present. But stay tuned for tomorrow. There is another side of the coin. Have a wonderful day.